It's Wine Wednesday, so let's have Glenn the Wine Guy on. We're going to be talking about a couple of Pinot varieties. How's it going, Glenn?
Good, thanks, Jenny. Good morning.
Oh, good morning to you. Now, I just looked this up, and I didn't realise that in French, Pinot means pine cones.
It sure does, and you think, hang on, am I drinking pine cones? But no, what that refers to, Jenny, is the shape that the bunches of grapes take on as they're ripening. So you've got the Pinot for pine cone, it looks like a pine cone, and Gris is French for grey, Grigio is Italian for grey, so you've really, from a distance, you're looking at a grey pine cone.
Well, there you go. Now, what's the difference between Pinot Gris and Pinot Grigio?
This is the thing. Well, look, some folks will know this already, but it's a bit of a mystery. It's the same grape variety. So Pinot Grigio typically describes the Italian wine style from the variety that was found in Veneto or Friuli that still grows up in northeast Italy there. But a long time before that, I think it was established in Burgundy in France. That's where it was first named Pinot Gris.
Rightio. So is there much of a difference between the two, or is it just where they're from?
Look, well, when it comes to what's growing in Australia, it's interesting. I think that wine writers have done their best to explain the differences in the wine styles, although a lot of producers in Australia, of course, still continue to make these exciting styles and really push the boundaries of what these wine styles can give us.
Okay. So but is there much of a distinct difference, though, between the two, or are they pretty similar?
Okay, if I said in very basic terms, most people would think of a Pinot Grigio as that's the more crisp and dry and zesty, refreshing style of white wine with a bit of minerality about it that's perfect to drink at the beach under a jetty, or maybe that's just me. And I know that might sound irresponsible, but bear in mind, my dog would be on a leash the entire time.
In a paper bag, of course, straight out of the bottle.
Yeah, please. Yes, if that's okay. And while Pinot Gris, that's a more complex white wine style with floral notes and more suited to perhaps sipping with a carefully chosen entree.
At a wedding or something.
Oh, yes. But look, depending on the winemaker, you know, a Grigio can be picked earlier in the vineyard to retain all that fresh, crunchy feeling wine with citrus, lime and peachy stone fruit flavours, while the Gris styles, a winemaker might want to let those grapes hang for longer in the vineyard, and that will help sort of get some more complex flavours of apples and pears and sometimes tropical flavours and even gentle spices with a Gris.
Right. And then the Pinot Noir, of course, quite different, but quite a light red, probably the most light red there is, right?
Yeah, that's right, because that's more about the dark skin but the lighter flesh inside. So it's never going to be a big, heavy style, really. That's really a beautiful middleweight, refreshing red wine style. Yeah, you can get some beautiful Pinot Noirs. And, of course, that's a related cousin to Gris and Grigio too.
Oh, right. How so?
Well, it all comes from, I guess, Mother Nature and how these things started out and as different varieties were connected. Of course, if you talk to ampelographers, I think that's the right word, they sort of dig back in history and find out which grape variety came from where. So there's like Cabernet Franc and Cabernet Sauvignon, the related cousins. It's a similar setup.
Oh, beauty. Any recommendations, Glenn, the wine guy, for where we can get a good Pinot?
Oh, look, about 127 off the top of my head, but I'll narrow that down, Jenny. There's Artist Wines in Adelaide Hills have just released a fabulous 2022 Gris that's got a hint of Clare Valley Riesling in it, which is fascinating. It gives it a bit more citrus zest there. And Sorby Adams up in the Barossa, they do an Eden Valley Gris, which is excellent, and it's named after Margaret, who is the lady that married Cousin It in the Adams Family movies.
Oh, really?
Yes, because Simon Adams, he always plays on that with the Adams Family, so that's a beautiful Gris there. And Brock and Shack up at Eden Valley do a lovely Pinot Grigio style, if you want to go that way. And also Nova Vita up there in Adelaide Hills do a lovely Gris as well.
Beauty. Any recommendations for what is best served with Pinot?
Oh, look, yes, I was going to say Miles Davis, but no, we're talking food.
Yes.
So Pinot Gris, if it's me, it can be so pretty and aromatic. It's and some of them even develop little honey notes too, so they'll handle spicy dishes. So your Mexican goodies and Chinese, like your sweet and sour chicken or crisp skin duck, and Indian dishes too. So maybe some bit of Rogan Josh, you know, with some dal on the side there, or grilled fish and salad, or even vegetarian curry with Pinot Gris. They're instant go-tos. And with Pinot Grigio, just go for it with seafood, especially oysters. But check at your local restaurant or retailer too if the style is dry or off dry or a little bit higher in acid, for example. And that will really help you decide which way to go. But salty food works well with Grigio. So good old fish and chips is a beauty, or vegetarian risotto, even fried halloumi. Hello. Mm,
delish. Some good tips there. Hey, Glenn, we had a story yesterday about how the Adelaide Hills did very well in a Melbourne awards ceremony last week, picking up, even though they make 2.5% of the national grape crush, doing very well at awards. And they do beautiful wines in the hills. But we had a comment from a listener, Luke, who said he reckons wine awards are a bit of a scam, you know, when maybe some competitions don't have that many entrants. How can they be legitimate gold medals? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Yeah, very good question, isn't it? It's I was thinking, you know, wine awards, I relate them to these safety car ratings in cars. You know, if something's got 4 out of 5 stars as a safety rating in a car, you're more likely to drive it. So that recommendation from the wine show is also very good for people so that they understand that, the wines they're selecting have made the grade. But look, on one side of it, a lot of people don't enter all the awards around the world. They don't enter the ceremonies and the competitions. And so that doesn't mean their wines are bad. It just means that they haven't got around and entered the show circuit. But if I said to you that in a typical awards situation, there's a lot of judges and there's a chair of judges and there's associate judges and there's no shenanigans. You know, the wines are looked at blind. So the judges aren't sort of picking it on price or label. They're really just looking at the wine inside and if it's meant to tick all the boxes that they're looking at out of 100 points. So typically in a big wine show, you'd be amazed, up to about 40% of the wines will be awarded a medal of some sort or another, whether that's silver, bronze or gold or trophies. But you'd be surprised too, if nothing makes the grade, the judges don't make it up and go, well, that one was all right, we'll give it an award. They simply say that no awards were given in that category, especially if there wasn't anything entered or if just the wines that year just weren't of standard. So it's still a very respectable way to show wine lovers out there what's really going on.
Hey, thanks so much for your time today, Glenn Mallacher.
A pleasure as always. Thank you, Jenny.